Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Ross Tucker coming up in about 40 minutes here. Nick and JP back with you to talk Jerry Jeudy, to talk Wyatt Teller, to talk Deshaun Watson. I'm just saying names now. I'm going to say another one. Ashley Bastock of Cleveland.com joins us now, as she does every single Wednesday at 3:20 on the Fan Hotline. Ashley, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
So, for the third straight week, what do you think about what you heard from Jerry Jeudy right there?
Right. I'm like, it's kind of crazy. We've opened three straight Wednesdays talking about the Jerry Jeudy press conference. But, you know,
should we do our best Jerry Jeudy impersonation and drop it?
Ba-dum-bum. Tip your waitresses.
Well,
have some Sanka. Go ahead. Sorry. You had a great answer coming down the pike there.
You almost were going to be able to land it.
I lost my train of thought. So what was the question again? Repeat it one more time.
You were saying three straight Wednesdays we are discussing Jerry Jeudy, and that was a little baffling to yourself.
Yeah, and, you know, it's not because of anything he's done well. His frustrating year continues. Frustration was obviously a theme of his press conference today. And, you know, I'm with you guys in the sense of I'm never a fan when guys start to just blame the media. Like, in total, it kind of becomes this one scary monster-like entity that you can put blame on. But look, I think, like, to Jerry's point, like, yes, this is football, but, like, these sorts of interactions on the sideline are, you know, they do happen, but they're not frequent enough that, like, it's not noticeable or not newsworthy when they do happen, right? Like, it's not like every single game even has one of these incidents. And Jerry even said today, like, the thing he would do different is not lose it like that on the sideline still when cameras are rolling. And if anything, it should have been talked about off the field, basically, out of sight of the cameras. So, yeah, I definitely think, like, look, when guys get frustrated, it's easier to blame the media for attention things get instead of self-reflecting, and especially amid a losing season as bad as this one has been, and obviously Jerry Jeudy nowhere near his production from last season when he had 1,000 yards and made a Pro Bowl. So I definitely just think the frustration is showing, and we get it every week with him now.
Can the season be saved for him, or are we at a spot where he's just already caused too much damage and he's been too ineffective for that to even be possible?
You know, I don't know. Like, I think Jerry Jeudy is still a good football player and can still produce, but him and Shedeur Sanders are going to have to get on the same page. And look, maybe it's not possible. Maybe these two just have not had enough time on task. Like, we keep talking about that and keep talking about the four-way quarterback competition. Like, maybe there just isn't enough time left in the year for them to get in a rhythm. But I think, like, Jerry Jeudy just didn't forget how to play football between last year and this year. But it's been tough, I think, and it is tough when you are a receiver and you really have been in no kind of rhythm this season so far. And he really hasn't been. So it's going to be a big ask for him to be producing, I think, at the level he produced at for most of last year.
Ashley, Wyatt Teller juggling snaps with Tevin Jenkins. Then after the game, he was asked, you know, hey, what was that about? He said it was performance-related. Kevin Stefanski said it was injury-related. Then Kevin says he's out with a calf strain for next week. We got family members tweeting about this action here, maybe blaming the Browns for getting Wyatt injured. What's your read on the Wyatt Teller situation?
Well, I saw you guys talking about this. I think maybe it was yesterday or earlier today, but just that it's weird, right? And that's how I feel about it. It's how I felt about it on Sunday because, yeah, I was there when we were talking to Wyatt in the locker room, and he very explicitly said he knew this was the plan on, like, Tuesday or Wednesday of last week, and that he considered it a performance issue, that if he was playing better, they wouldn't have done this. So for me, it's interesting for a couple of reasons, because rotating guys like that is obviously not very common, like drive on, drive off. And I'm like, well, I guess they do this as more of like a future move to get a look at Tevin Jenkins. Like, that was kind of my first thought. But then the other interesting part of all of this is we all know they spent a third round draft pick on Zach Zinner last year, and he's not even active. You know, he's been a healthy scratch basically all season. So I'm like, where do things stand with that? What does that say about where they see him fit? Maybe it's as simple as Tevin Jenkins is active because he can kick out to tackle. Like, these are things we just don't know, but it's definitely, I think, a weird situation. And like, there's so many people underperforming on this football team. Like, why would Wyatt Teller be the one making that sacrifice for performance, quote unquote? Like, it's just odd. This is a 3-win team. Like, I do not get the reasoning, quite honestly, at all. And I mean, really, all we have is a little insight Wyatt gave us after the game.
What'd you choose today? Watching Shador on one field or watching Deshaun on the other field?
Ooh, that's a good question. I mean, I just stood there and watched Deshaun. I'm always curious about that sort of element. Obviously, we've talked about this possibility for a while, and I've reiterated time and time again, you can never say never with this football team. It's how I feel now. But look, to give some people the inside perspective here a little bit, like, obviously this portion of practice we're watching, it's individuals, warm-ups. It's a very, very early portion of practice. There's not much to glean, but hey, this is the first time we've seen Deshaun out there in this capacity since he got injured. So understandable, it's the big news of the day, and obviously everything that comes with Deshaun Watson only adds to it.
If you had to give a definitive answer, yes or no, which side would you pick between to the question of this is going nowhere? Will Deshaun Watson play this year?
Okay, so I'm going to say no, with the caveat of you can never say no definitively with this team. Like I say no because I wouldn't do it. I quite honestly don't see the point. You have these rookie quarterbacks. You have to figure out what you have with them. So unless, like, both of them were hurt, I wouldn't do it, but this team is always doing things that I don't think they should do, or I haven't thought about them doing before, and especially with the quarterback, and especially with Deshaun Watson. I mean, I really thought when he went down with that ruptured Achilles against the Bengals last year that was it, and I really thought that was it when the owner said at the owner's meetings he was a swing and a miss. Like, how do you come back from that? But apparently they have, and it all seems, you know, well after that. We know Jimmy Haslam attended his wedding earlier in the year even, so they're fine. But the whole Deshaun Watson thing from beginning to end has been unpredictable. From the time the Texans were looking to trade him and the Browns were out of the running, and then suddenly he was here, like, you just can never say never. I would do it, would not do it, and I would say no because I don't think it makes football sense. But with this team, we just never know. And weird things happen all the time. So there could be something that happens that requires him to start games that we don't even see coming yet because it hasn't happened.
What'd you make of Shador's last start, and how do you think this next start will go?
You know, I thought there was some good, some bad. And I think, again, kind of like what I talked about last week, the good for me is the looking downfield. And that was something this Browns offense hadn't had before. I would say the theme of his press conference today was about trust, and he needs to trust himself and trust what he's seeing. And look, I think sometimes when he's not trusting looks, or if he's not trusting his pass catchers, it's because they haven't had enough of that time on task that we talk about. And he didn't get a lot of practice reps with these guys. So that to me is the obviously, I think a throw like the touchdown to Harold Fannin is what you want out of him. That is when you are seeing him look downfield to make those plays. So, yeah, I'm curious. And look, the Titans are not that good. I think he's going to have some chances to look downfield against this defense, and I think the Browns defense is going to have some opportunities to give this offense good field position. So I think the Browns really have to play complimentary, and I think he just needs to continue to get more comfortable, like he talked about today, and really just trust what he's seeing. He said the game has, he feels like it slowed down for him a little bit over these last few weeks. So that's all promising. Like, I would like to see more evidence of that against the Titans.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
For sure.
Ashley, we've got the Wyatt Teller stuff. We've got Jerry Jeudy crashing out. Then we've got Jerry Jeudy crashing out at Shedeur Sanders. I'm starting to see these things, and it's like, okay, these to me appear to be signs of a team, I don't want to say faltering, because they're also, there's a talent issue here, but this feels different than previous years. I'm just, as somebody who's in that locker room as much as you are, are you seeing more signs than just that in the locker room that the team is really straining under the weight of all this losing and the collapse potentially of this regime?
I mean, I think that those are the big ones, right? And I that you mentioned, Nick, and I think like those are the most notable to me. And I do think they feel different. Like, you have to start to wonder, right? When we start talking about job security, like, these are the things that your ears kind of perk up at, right? So I think it's going to be one of those things where hindsight is definitely going to be 20/20. Like, maybe everything will stand pat. But, you know, at the same time, it's like this front office makes a move like extending Alex Wright, for example, right? One of their draft picks from a few years ago. Like, those sorts of moves to me are like a team where, they're acting like nothing's going to change, essentially. But then, I don't know, it's like this stuff sort of pops up one by one, and you do start to wonder, like, hey, could there be some major changes coming by the end of the season? Like, I think it's really going to be one of those things where we'll look back and be like, oh, yeah, this was a sign, potentially, and yada, 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 but I don't think we're going to know for sure until that time comes, if it ever comes.
If they do move off of Stefanski and make that change, how married do you think Jim Schwartz is to being with Stefanski?
Ooh, that's a great question, because, you know, I've been somebody who I would love to see Jim Schwartz get another head coaching opportunity in the NFL. Like, I think he's learned so much. I think it's so well-deserving, considering he's one of the best assistants in the league. And I think, like, this year has actually shown me so much about Jim Schwartz, the way he's been able to keep this defense performing for the most part, motivated, extremely motivated, despite the losing not really being their fault outside of a handful of mistakes, like the Vikings game and letting Carson Wentz drive 80 yards. We could argue the Jets game, they don't get the ball back for the offense, but the offense probably wasn't going to do anything if they got them the ball back. So I think it's an interesting question if he could get a head coaching job somewhere else, or if he would stay in that defensive coordinator role if there was a head coaching change here. I think the tough part for him about the possibility of being a head coach again is he's kind of been out of that hiring cycle for a while. He didn't get any looks, really, in 2023 when obviously the Browns were good, this defense was so good. And it kind of feels like once you're off that carousel, you're kind of off. And it doesn't help him that the league has really transitioned, you know, post like Sean McVay into these younger, offensive minded, new head coaching candidates. So that's a great question. Like, if there would be a head coaching change here, if Kevin Stefanski wouldn't be here anymore, what would happen to Jim Schwartz? I mean, I'm curious to see if he's going to get head coaching interest regardless, but I do think the trends of the league right now are not working in his favor. And I think it's unfortunate because I think he is deserving of that second chance somewhere.
All right, Ashley, big Taylor Swift fan you are. Travis Kelce says Taylor Swift and he have never had a fight. Do you buy it?
Ooh, yeah, I do buy it.
Is it because he gives off big Labrador energy?
Yeah, yeah. And you like can't risk fighting with Taylor Swift?
Wait, no, what does this say?
Sounds like a miserable relationship.
Ashley, I've told Nick before, though. Hold on, I've told you before. Elise and I have never had a fight.
This is different.
Yeah. See?
am I a Labrador?
No.
Is that what this is?
Other than when you say it, if somebody says, I've never had a fight with my significant other, I think they just must not sleep together. That's all I think. But
I got two pieces of evidence that suggest that that's happened. Only two, though.
That's true. Two times.
This is off the rails.
I have two kids, Ashley. I mean, yeah. I have evidence.
Yeah.
I have evidence that this has happened.
Checkmate, I've got three. Ashley, great stuff. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Ashley.
Thanks, guys.
You know, we don't do this just for Ashley, right? We are this out of pocket with everybody.
I hope she knows that.
I've texted her multiple times after just being like, hey, I'm sorry, that was on me, dog. We'll do better next time. I don't believe it, by the way. I don't believe it.
No.
Actually, no, I do with Travis just because him and Mongo, my dog, the same guy. Same guy, except one of them talks a little more coherently, and
good.
That's Mongo.
This is, but I like this for the we just don't fight community. We needed a big leader in this campaign. Because I feel like when I've told you this before, you're like, I don't know. How is that even possible? I'm like, it's very possible. We just don't argue with each other.
I don't want to argue with you.
I argue with you all the time.
Yeah,
that's actually what happens.
You
I don't argue
this
with her.
Out so you don't
so
argue with her.
I can argue with you. Yeah, that's what
you're
that
welcome.
Is.
Your marriage is better because of me. Remember that.
Sure.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.